is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, as usual, is our toll-free phone number. And you can also connect with us on Skype. Username there for you, lrn.fm. Send us a request first. I'm hitting the Add to Contacts button right now, so anybody that sends a request should be added automatically, basically, when we get around to it.
How many contacts does LRN have at this point?
Good question. Is there an easy way to figure that out?
Shouldn't it say contacts, then just have the number next to it?
I don't see that. But okay. Then again, I really am not a Skype expert. So I can't really tell you. Maybe there's like some easy statistics page
or something
like that.
But you've had quite a few people coming through those channels, right?
Right. If I scroll down the little contacts list thing, oh, I see. Wait, no, there's a whole contacts list. Yeah, I don't know. Looks like dozens and dozens and dozens. Probably
Looks like a couple hundred. Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, username on Skype is lrn.fm. Tonight, there's a really disturbing story about an activist who was put in jail. Excuse me, prison. Federal prison. His name is Daniel McGowan. Now, he's not somebody whose tactics I agree with. In fact, he was put in prison for apparently some sort of role, and I don't know what the role is. He doesn't go into that in his piece here at Huffington Post. But some kind of role in an arson, in a couple of arsons, credited to the Earth Liberation Front.
Oh, I've heard of those people. They are wackos.
Yes. Yes.
They call themselves ELF.
ELF. Mm-hmm. What do you know about it, Daryl? Give us the scoop.
I know a couple of years ago, or it's probably been several years ago now, they did something to where they went and I think they burnt down a power plant.
Mm.
It was just some absolute ludicrous thing that seemed counterintuitive to what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I wish I could remember more. They remind me a lot of the Animal Liberation Front or whatever.
That's what I thought you said at first.
There's ELF and ALF.
I realized it wasn't.
And they're sister organizations, I believe.
That doesn't surprise me then, because the ALF was known for going into scientific research laboratories where they're doing testing on...
Right, or like where they euthanize the animals.
Right, and they'll go in and they'll literally break into the place and then let a bunch of the animals out from the cages. Mm-hmm. And look, I may or may not agree with whatever was going on in that facility, but I'm not going to take an action that is going to violate somebody else's property rights in order to force my viewpoint on a company or
I'm pretty sure
whatever.
They're I don't know. I know that there are big-time members of the ALF who... will say things about committing, violence against the people who euthanize animals.
Yeah, I mean, they're a scary group, no doubt. And I think the ELF, the Earth Liberation Front, is probably as dangerous, as violent. And this guy, he went to prison for his role in these arsons it was a couple of lumber companies that they set on fire, basically. Now, again, I don't have the details on that case. That's not the relevant case here. This guy may have been a bad guy. He may have made some really poor choices. And maybe he's changed his mind about violence. Maybe he hasn't. I don't really know. I don't support violence. I don't support destruction of property. But one thing I do support is free speech.
Yes.
And I think that the ideas of violence and the use of violence to achieve political or social goals is completely anathema to me and everything that I stand for. But I also stand for free speech, and that means, the old classic line, I forget who was famous for saying it, but, I don't believe what you say, but I'll defend your right to say it.
Yes.
That's a paraphrase of it. But, I support this guy's right to say crazy stuff and to say things that I don't necessarily agree with.
Now
so what
really
was he
want
saying?
To know what he said.
Well, he blogged, actually, at the Huffington Post, and then was arrested subsequently for making this blog. So he had been to prison, had gotten out of prison, and then had posted a blog on Huffington Post, and then they arrested him for it. So I'm going to share with you the blog that he posted that got him re-arrested and re-thrown into prison. And in this blog, it will reveal to you a very disturbing program that is going on in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. There's a disturbing program called the Communication Management Unit. And it was the unit to which he found himself assigned while he was in prison. So he talks about how he went to prison briefly here for the arsons credited to the Earth Liberation Front at two lumber companies in 2001. He says, my case and the federal government's rush to prosecute environmental activism as a form of terrorism were recently explored in the Oscar-nominated documentary If a Tree Falls, A Story of the Earth Liberation Front. What has received less attention, though, is what happened to me while in federal prison. I was a low-security prisoner with a spotless disciplinary record, and my sentencing judge recommended that I be held at a prison close to home. But 1 year into my sentence, I was abruptly transferred to an experimental segregation unit opened under the Bush administration that is euphemistically called a Communication Management Unit, or CMU. Since August 2008, when I first arrived at the CMU, I had been trying to get answers as to why I was singled out to be sent there. Only now, 3 years after I filed a federal lawsuit to get the truth, have I learned why the Federal Bureau of Prisons sent me to the CMU. They simply did not like what I had to say in my published writing and personal letters. In short, based on its disagreement with my political views, the government sent me to a prison unit from which it would be harder for me to be heard, serving as punishment for my beliefs. And we'll tell you more about this here in a moment, but this, you know, rings close to home for me, having been in jail. I haven't been in prison, and not federal prison, as this guy has been. And actually, in federal prison, I know Mark Emery, who's the Prince of Pot from Canada, he actually has access to email. Now, you got to pay per word or whatever, pay per email, but we didn't have access to email in the county jail. So there are differences between prisons and jails, and some prisons and jails are better than others in some ways.
Obviously.
So we're talking about federal prison here, taking him out of a regular minimum security federal prison and then putting him into a place that was basically a total lockdown. He says the first of the two CMUs was opened quietly, without the public scrutiny required by law, in 2006 in Terre Haute, Indiana. The Marion, Illinois CMU followed in 2008. In fact, at a hearing at my case before I was sentenced, my attorneys argued that giving me the terrorism enhancement could result in my designation to a CMU. How right they were. The units are designed to isolate prisoners from the rest of the prisoner population, and more importantly, from the rest of the world.
So it's basically like solitary confinement.
Well, like the intention may be to take someone, you know, if the government doesn't like you for your mind, then, I mean, a mind is easily manipulated. If they want to, they can make you crazy and then make it so that no one wants to listen to what you have to say.
Well, that much is true. But in this case, the CMU is designed to make it so no one could hear what you have to say in the first place.
Right.
Because it's basically the name. It says it right there in the name. It's a communication management unit. They are managing your communications in this unit even heavier than in regular prison and jail.
Right,
and
because a lot of people in prison are able to communicate just fine with the outside, and they're actually able to, like, run businesses from within prison.
I would say that it's
there
not
easy. There are people
easy,
that are running drugs from within prison.
Right.
Sure, in some prisons you can get cell phones. You can use cell phones, but it's illegal to use them. You just have to get them smuggled to you by a guard and somehow get it charged. I'm not sure how they do that. But
you find the extra wire inside the light fixture?
Well, there are some prisoners who do have television sets in their prison room, so maybe there is power to some extent. I don't know how they go about charging the cell phones, but I imagine it's one of many underground services offered by prison guards.
Well, I was a corrections officer for about 8 months back in 2000.
Prison?
It was the Westmoreland County Prison in Pennsylvania.
So it's state prison.
No, it was the county prison. It's essentially a county
call it a
jail,
prison?
But they call it
Got
a prison.
It.
And there was one of the inmates that had a cell phone, and he was charging it with this extra wire that was
really?
In the light fixture. So once he got busted, they had to go in and remove all of the extra wire from the light fixture.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we'll tell you more about the Communication Management Unit that you've probably never heard of. I certainly didn't hear of it before today. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to. I started experiencing hot flashes. But the weight gain, that was the worst, especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance in menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-922-3170. 1-800-922-3170. That's 1-800-922-3170.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,546.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,585.90, $792.95 for a half ounce, or $396.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,585.90, $792.95, and $396.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you would like. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and we've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, which apparently is something like 53% of Americans these days. So if you've got a smartphone, you can access us through m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. And there's been some talk about BitInstant on the show from our listeners. A couple of listeners have called in over the last couple weeks with some complaints, and they've been concerned about some money that they allegedly had, tried to get some bitcoins through BitInstant and hadn't gotten the kind of response that they were expecting. As I understand it, I heard that BitInstant removed the Dwolla option from their site today. And the guy that called last night was having trouble with a Dwolla transaction. So maybe there's something going on there. I did talk to Charlie, who is one of the heads behind BitInstant last night, and he was more than willing to investigate the person's claims personally. And unfortunately, when the guy had called in, I didn't think to, you know, get his name and his email address and, you know, his transaction number, anything like that. So what I would suggest to anybody having trouble with BitInstant is to, you know, email them directly, you know, through their website, and or maybe reach out to us and we'll try to pass the information on if you feel like you're not getting a response. But we also got an email, or not an email, but a post on our Facebook page from Jonna, who you've heard call the show before. She's out in California. She's the mom of Benjamin and Bartholomew, some of the activists out there, and she was on the school board as a libertarian for a while where she lives. I think it's in Yuba County. And so, you know, she's kind of known, I guess, to the movement to some extent, and her experience was entirely positive, she says. So she got some bitcoins from BitInstant, and everything worked out very well for her. So, you know, obviously, we aren't here on Free Talk Live to run customer service for BitInstant, but at the same time, they are one of our advertisers, and it's important to know how people's experiences are with this.
Absolutely.
So BitInstant.com is still the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire your bitcoins. I realize that some people have had negative experiences, and that's going to happen, especially in a time when bitcoins are skyrocketing in value. I can only imagine there's a fair amount of demand over at BitInstant. You combine that with the fact that they have been DDoS, they've been denial-of-service attacked there, just as MTGOX was recently denial-of-service attacked, and I imagine they've got their hands full. I don't think that that if anybody wasn't apologized to, because our caller last night said that he felt like, you know, his emails were not being acknowledged appropriately enough. And I know how it can feel if you feel like you're being left in the dark by a company. I've met the guys behind BitInstant. I think they're stand-up guys, and they've been advertisers on this program for a long time. You know, they haven't stiffed us on a bill or anything like that. So, you know, as time goes on, we'll see if we can, again, if the guy who was listening last night who called in, if you want to email me, ian@freetalklive.com, I'll pass your information on directly to the boss man over at BitInstant, and he will look into your transaction personally. So,
oh, that is service.
So, well, BitInstant.com, and things sometimes fall through the cracks. I mean, I get a bunch of emails every day, and it's hard to keep track of it all. You know, I try to keep the amount of new emails in my box down to a measurable amount, and it is difficult. And, you know, I know that BitInstant isn't a humongous operation. It's not like they've got a huge sales floor full of people that are there transacting these things. It's you know, relatively pared-down operation, and I think they're doing the best they can.
Well, gosh, it's like a new technology, and it's going to be trial and error. I mean, you try to minimize the errors as much as possible, but with something new, you'd have to expect there to be glitches.
So maybe we'll get one of their representatives on here to talk further about it, but it seems to me like they're interested in resolving whatever issues people may be having out there, because the Bitcoin market is competitive, and there are other options that people can use. Now, the other options take longer, generally, than BitInstant. In fact, you know, John was talking about how she had a relatively quick transaction, and that's always been my experience with going through BitInstant. Now, honestly, I haven't gone recently. That's because I haven't really needed Bitcoins that recently, but and also, as I said, I was trying the other services out to see, well, what's it like to go through Coinbase? What's it like to go through BitFlor? And these are options that take several days. With BitFlor, you have to transfer money to BitFlor, and then you can buy your Bitcoins, and it takes several days to transfer the money to BitFlor. With Coinbase, there's a difference. The difference between Coinbase and BitFlor is when you buy on Coinbase, it locks in your price when you buy.
Yes.
And then takes the money out of your bank account and fulfills the order.
But yeah, waits on it to clear.
Right. The order's fulfilled 3 or 4 days, business days later. BitFlor is the opposite. You don't get any price. You're just transferring money into BitFlor, and then once the U.S. dollars are in BitFlor, however long that takes you, then you can buy. So if you're like me and you've got no money in BitFlor and you want to buy Bitcoins, then you've got to transfer money to BitFlor, wait for it to clear, then you can buy Bitcoins. So when I was getting ready to buy Bitcoins from BitFlor, by the time my money had cleared into BitFlor, the Bitcoins were far more expensive at that point. So it's a growing business, Bitcoin, and there are going to be growing pains involved in this, and so that's the best I can do for you. I hope that addresses whatever the issues have been regarding BitInstant. They're still there. The boss is still answering emails, so I think they want to make it good. BitInstant.com, check them out. That's a great place to get Bitcoins. I've done it a number of times. And, of course, we can talk more about what Bitcoins are and all of that as time goes on the show. And if you want to learn more right now, you can go to weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.com. I think they've got
.com.
Weusecoins.com. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And the BitInstant guys are going to be at the Bitcoin conference, Bitcoin 2013. We'll talk more about that coming up here tonight as well. But what we opened the show with was a disturbing story that we've just scratched the surface on from Huffington Post, where Daniel McGowan, who is a former political prisoner, and as of the other day, or yesterday, I think, he was a political prisoner again. We'll give you that detail here in a moment, but we're giving you the background on his story, where he went to prison, federal prison, for a role in some arsons.
Where was he from originally?
I'm not clear on that. It looks like he was living in a halfway house in Brooklyn most recently. So he's serving out the last few months of his 7-year sentence for his role in some arsons with the Earth Liberation Front. Not a group whose tactics I agree with, and I don't imagine either of you agree with their tactics.
The arson.
Absolutely not. I'm reading some of the stuff on Wikipedia.
Give me a few more. What are they known for?
In 2006, in San Diego, a 206-unit condominium was destroyed with the banner left at the scene that says, "If you build it, we will burn it."
Wow.
"The elves are mad."
Wow.
Abbreviated ELF.
Mm-hmm.
S. So, you know, they call themselves elves.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. Then there was another one in 2008 where they spray painted a McDonald's and then glued the locks shut.
Mm.
That's a tactic I'd never thought someone could do. I mean, it's genius, but terrible.
Yeah. I think it's kind of funny. I don't condone doing it.
It'd be one thing to glue the lock shut on a bear cat or a police department or something like that that's known for violence or somebody that's actually harmed another human being. But these guys believe that if you harm a plant or an animal in the process of bringing a burger to somebody's countertop, that somehow deserves
destruction. They may think they're sentient beings. Isn't that what they say?
They may. Let's go back with more here. 855-450-FREE, and your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI is the sponsor and a longtime sponsor of our phone lines. They're a company that handles your accounts receivable, so you don't have to spend your time and your effort on that. SACL will get it taken care of, and they'll do it in a way that treats your customers with respect. And that means you're likely to keep your customers down the line, which is important. So go to their website through our site. Go to freetalklive.com. SACL's banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page on our banner column. That's SACL, C-A-I. As we continue here, 855-450-FREE, the Earth Liberation Front, disturbing group of activists that has no problem with using violence and destruction of property, of private property.
Private property.
In their activism, and I firmly disagree with their tactics. I want to make sure that's crystal clear. And I think you guys also firmly disagree.
Yes. I disagree.
But I think they should be able to spout off their craziness. I think that they should be free, even in a jail cell, to write a letter, as I have done, by the way, when I was in jail and when Derek J. was in jail. We both were writing letters out to our activist friends outside of jail. They were then taking those letters and transcribing them and putting them at freekeen.com. If you search freekeen for blog from jail or blog jail, you'll probably find most of the blog posts that were made by folks while they were behind bars. And this story that I'm about to tell you more of here from Huffington Post is basically about this Earth Liberation Front activist blogging from jail. I mean, I don't know if his stuff was being posted online, but he was sending, I think it was, he was sending out information to his friends, and it was being relayed. And they didn't like that at the Bureau of Prisons, and so they took him and they put him in a CMU, a Communication Management Unit.
So you're saying that while he was in jail, because he said he was under very little supervision because he wasn't made out to be like
originally
a high-risk inmate.
He was a low-security prisoner, meaning he was in a minimum-security prison, right, and he had a spotless disciplinary record. He was not a troublemaking prisoner.
He was just speaking peacefully to...
I don't know if what he was saying was peaceful as far as the text of his mail that he was sending out.
What would you think about if it was like he was making threats from within jail? How do you think they should deal with
think
that?
I don't think he would have been so dumb as to have made threats from within jail. He doesn't give the text of what he was sending out, but he does talk here in a little bit about kind of his views. And one of his views, obviously, as an ELF activist, is being militant. So I'm just gonna go out on a limb and say that his letters were probably advocating militancy, but I don't think that. I mean, if he was making threats, then you could say that's a crime. But
between advocating and making threats, I just think that threats fall into that category of speech which isn't peaceful. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I mean, using threatening language is one thing, but specifically threatening to do something you don't have a right to do is. In a sense, you're violating the rights of someone else or making threats to. You don't have a right to do that. But I don't know what he said, so.
I think you're right about that. But if that were the case, why wouldn't they bring him up on charges?
Exactly.
I mean, if you're threatening people, if you're threatening violence, then there's probably some kind of criminal charge out there for that, like criminal threatening.
Yep.
Probably.
So
it could have been stuff to where he was telling people, you should go burn this place down. That's not necessarily a threat, but it's advocating violence.
It shouldn't be illegal to advocate violence, in my opinion. What do you think? I think it's a bad idea. I firmly oppose it, but I don't think it should be illegal.
If someone acts on your advice,
mm-hmm.
then I think that whoever is harmed could have a tort against you.
I disagree. I think it's the actor's fault for acting on someone's advice.
That's true. You always make the choice to do something. You can't use the excuse of, oh, well, so-and-so behind bars told me I should go and do this.
I'm not saying that the person committing the thing shouldn't be held liable for what they do.
Right.
You're just saying there could be civil.
But, yeah, if I say somebody should punch Ian in the face, and tomorrow somebody punches Ian in the face,
you're
and
liable?
Then they say, I got the idea from Daryl, Ian could then file a civil action against me.
I don't know.
Maybe.
And then convince a jury that I'm responsible for convincing someone to harm Ian.
Daryl's right. I don't know how successful the action would be, but it certainly could be brought, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the history of those court cases are, but I do know that that is a possibility.
I don't know.
So back to the CMU. This is the Communication Management Unit. He says here that he was... let's see. They were designed to isolate prisoners from the rest of the prisoner population and, more importantly, the rest of the world. They impose strict limitations on your phone calls home and visits from family and friends. You have far less access to calls and visits than in general population. The communications restrictions at the CMUs are, in some respects, harsher than those at ADX, the notorious federal supermax prison in Colorado. Also, unlike ADX, they are not based on a prisoner's disciplinary violations. When my wife and loved ones visited me, because normally if you get put in SEG, it's because you've been a bad boy. You've
right.
done some sort of thing against the rules of the jail, hurt another inmate, or threatened somebody, or whatever. That's usually those are some of the reasons why you'll get put in segregation. In this case, as he says, he was a model prisoner. So they impose these strict limitations. The restrictions, he says, he's also banned, by the way, from physical contact with his wife and loved ones, because frequently at prison, you don't get this in jail. You don't get any physical contact in the jail I was in. But in prison, a lot of cases, you will get to actually hug somebody. So if you show up to see your loved one, you get to touch them briefly.
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally, depending on your security level and all that. You know, you could, in theory, if you were a good prisoner, have the privilege of touching a loved one who came to see you. You meet them in the same room.
More than just hand against glass.
Right. Yes. No glass in between you. Like, you actually get to hug somebody.
It is totally supervised by a guard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have conjugal... Wait, I'm messing up that word.
Do they have conjugal visits?
Conjugal?
Or is that a myth?
That's actually kind of a myth. The term conjugal visit is what Ian just described, where you actually get to touch
someone. You
don't
get, like, a van? Like a
no, there's
party
not
van
a little
champagne?
Private champagne room. And, Allie, there is no sex in the champagne room.
Okay.
I don't know what you've heard.
Well, I thought the champagne room was for sex.
No.
So if you were to maybe know the right guards, maybe your conjugal visit could be taken to a private room. Maybe that has happened
sometimes.
Or the
guard could turn around...
Maybe. I imagine something like that has happened at least once in the history of prisons,
yeah.
But it's not really policy. So, again, his loved ones were banned from any physical contact when they visited, and all interactions were conducted over telephone with plexiglass and bars between us. Until they were threatened with legal action, CMU prisoners were only allowed one 15-minute phone call per week. This is very different from most prisons, he says. I started my sentence at FCI Sandstone, a low-security facility in Minnesota. I never received a single incident report the whole time I was there and stayed in touch with my family by phone and through visits. The importance of maintaining these family connections cannot be overstated. My calls home were, for example, the only way I could visit or build a relationship with my then 2.5-year-old niece. When my family would visit, it was incredibly important to all of us to be able to hug and hold hands in a brief moment of semi-normalcy and intimacy. It was these visits that allowed us to maintain our close contact with each other through a time of physical disconnection, trauma, and distress. What's also notable about the CMU is who was sent there. It became quickly obvious to me that many CMU prisoners were there because of their religion or in retaliation for their speech. By my count, around 2/3 of the men are...
Muslim.
You didn't read that, did you?
No.
Okay. Good guess. Many of whom, by the way, were caught up in the so-called war on terror. Others who just spoke out for their rights or allegedly took leadership positions in the Muslim community at other facilities. Some, like me, were prisoners who have political views and perspectives that are not shared by the Department of Justice. Would that be you if you were sent to a federal prison? Would you be one of these prisoners singled out for your speech because the government doesn't agree with you?
Most likely.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your experience if you got some. And we'll continue his story in moments.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about prison or the Earth Liberation Front or crazy violence advocating activists. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Skype us at username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it is Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
And we're going to continue the story here about the CMU, the Communication Management Unit, which you've probably never heard of. It's a special bureau, a sub-bureau in the Bureau of Prisons.
I hadn't heard of it until today.
No, me neither. Where they send basically dissidents. They send people who have opinions that the federal government doesn't like Muslims, for instance, some Muslims, and also political dissidents. And these are the people that this guy, who were reading his blog post from Huffington Post, met while he was in the CMU.
Well, with all the fake stuff you hear in the news about free speech in Westboro Baptist Church, but they never bring up CMUs, like the idea that inmates who the federal government doesn't like what they have to say, they put them in these highly restrictive, like, segregated parts of the jail.
Well, right, because how would you ever find out about it? These guys can't talk to anybody.
And it's not a segregated part of the jail. It's a very special jail.
It's a unit. It's a whole unit designed to keep these people separate from other prisoners for the most part, and certainly from loved ones by, again, 15 minutes maximum per week on a phone call. They apparently did change that after the threat of a lawsuit, but a lot of these guys don't have any way of really reaching out to anybody. You know, if you don't know somebody's phone number, you don't get to make a phone call.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a very, it's already sometimes hard enough to make a call in a jail or a prison. Yeah, in some places it's easier than others. Like, for instance, the local jail, you can call out any number, even a cell phone, and it'll let you talk to the person for a few seconds to get them to enter a credit card number so mm-hmm. they can talk to you for longer. But in a lot of jails, you can't call cell phones. You've got to have a landline phone number that you know that you can call.
And you have to call collect.
Correct. So just even being in jail in prison, it can be difficult to make a phone call. I know that in prison here in New Hampshire, if you want to have visitors come, they have to register with the prison in advance. It's like you've got to do it several weeks in advance. You have to apply to be a registered visitor. The person who you want to visit has to apply on your behalf. So they have to go through whatever this jail process, the prison process rigmarole is to get you approved to come up and visit them. You don't just get to go show up. Now, at the jail here in town, you can just show up. So there's a whole realm of different options as far as how restrictive things are. Some say that prison's easier than jail in New Hampshire because of a variety of different things. But obviously, that's one way that being in jail is easier, at least here in Cheshire County, because if I want to, I can show up 7 days a week and go and visit anybody in that facility that I want to. But that's not even the same as another jail in the state, the Valley Street Jail in Manchester. There, visiting hours are very specific, so you can only show up within a one-hour window on one particular day to go and visit somebody. So it's all completely arbitrary, and this communications management unit makes it even worse. We're going to continue that here in moments, but first, we're going to your calls, and we've got on the Skype, Baxter is in Cambodia.
Wow.
Baxter, you are on the air.
Hi, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, I want to say, great show. I have to say, I probably, get into, probably about 85-90% of what you guys say.
Cool.
But there was, I was listening to your show last night about healthcare. And healthcare in Europe, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of rang a note with me, because originally I was a Ron Paul supporter. But after listening to some of the things that he said, I kind of put me in doubt of where is he really coming from?
Like and what kind of things?
That would have to do with with these long waiting lines for healthcare in Europe. And I remember I've lived in Europe for 6 months. I've been working in Cambodia here for a couple of years. I work for a Swedish company now, but originally from the States, originally from Connecticut. I've been over there doing university work in the Netherlands. And, I've never seen anyone talk about, these long waiting lines, And then, I started hearing, when I was living in the States, they would, as demonized socialist healthcare. We don't want it to be like it is like in Europe. You're going to have to wait through all these long lines and all that. So then I thought to myself, well, it's been many years since I've been to Europe, but, maybe it's changed a lot, something like that, And then, my subsequent trips there and over here in Cambodia, it's mostly European people living here. And you talk to them. And it's just what kind of rhetoric is this? This is just, something that, no one, kind of understands that's coming from the States. And
so you're saying that as far as, trying to get something looked at medically in Europe, people just walk in, as if it was just, private hospitals?
When I was first there, I was there in 1998. And there was actually, it was about, I would say about 30 of us, 30 Americans together. And we were there for the first time for 3 months. And there was one, I remember there was one girl that actually got sick. And, she was actually complaining, not really complaining, but she was just how can they, let me in without, making me do paperwork or anything? They basically said, where are you from? And she said, I'm from the States. And they just said, okay, well, walk to the door, And, my own personal experience in the States, I've been in an emergency room before, and it's I'll be, waiting, 3-4 hours just to see, a doctor, And this is an emergency room,
Sure. Why do you think people come to the United States, say, from Canada, for instance, where they have a very European-style single-payer system to have operations done and such?
I'm not talking about Canada.
Do you think there's a significant difference between Canada and the Europeans, various different European socialist systems?
Like I said, I have no idea what they do in Canada. I'm just talking from my own personal experience.
So when you say lines, do you mean people literally waiting in the office, or do you mean that you haven't heard of anyone talking about having to wait for a procedure to be done for over several months?
Right. It's more of a thing where, I had a friend over here, right? And he's from Scotland. This is maybe a month ago. He came to visit me in Cambodia. And, it's over here in Cambodia. It's very kind of libertarian here, I would say, with a lot of programs. The healthcare system here, it's there's good and bad to it, but, he went in and then, he went in and he went through the whole runaround. They were he's told them what was wrong with them, and they just kept on trying to kind of tack on the bill, So then he just pretty much said, forget it, I'm going to walk out of here and I'll just have my, he was thinking he might have to get surgery done.
Mm.
So he just said, for one thing, you're not going to get the quality of service here. And for another thing...
So Cambodia does not have a central payer system, is what you're saying?
No, it doesn't have anything like that. Not for healthcare.
Okay.
No.
You know, it's always interesting to hear about people's experiences in other healthcare systems, and obviously we hear more about Canada here in the U.S. than we do about the European system. And I was probably talking more about Canada last night, but it's always been my understanding that single payer kind of works similarly to some extent in a lot of places. But either way, I think, you know, let's just say what you're saying is true, and that nobody in Europe has any issue getting their services taken care of, their healthcare needs taken care of in a, you know, they don't have any issues with having to wait too long, which is commonly what we hear about happening in places like Canada.
Because seen statistics in Canada to where people have to wait 3 and 4 times as long for procedures such as open heart surgery or transplants.
Right. So then they die while they're waiting, and that's not good. So let's say that it's true. And I think this is one of the problems with talking about the ancillary aspects of an issue like healthcare. Because there's no wait in Europe, then that's cool that they have single-payer care. No, it's still not okay because it's funded through coercion. You know, it's funded through taxes. Therefore, people are forced to pay for a system that they may or may not agree with.
It's true. And, I mean, even if it was even if it was way more efficient just to do it the coercive route, I would still go against it because
Right. It's immoral, number one, but the idea that it could be that much more efficient seems unbelievable to me. But either way, the pragmatic approach for me is not appropriate because I'm not willing to use violence or force against my neighbors. So I'd like you to address that if you want, Baxter. You can hang on. We can bring you back
here. That'd be great.
In the next hour. And we'll also talk more about the CMUs, these disturbing facilities the federal government has been building for prisoners that have dissident viewpoints. And you can bring up anything. Hour 2 is next.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864 extension 1. That's 866-869-6864 extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.